The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the only begotten who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Jesus is the only begotten of the Father. He is called the Word because in Christ the very mind of God is revealed to us. In Jesus, the gracious, redeeming love of God is personally present as the Lord keeps his promise to rescue us from sin and death. The Word was with God, the Word was God, the Word became flesh. When the ancient nation of Israel lived in tents on the Sinai Peninsula, God made a tent his dwelling in the very center of their encampment, in the tabernacle, the tent of meeting. He was present in an extraordinary way. The purpose? To bring his people safely to their new home. When the Lord God came from heaven to earth to secure for us a place in the Father's eternal home, the Word became flesh. The Son of God made human flesh his dwelling, and so was present in our midst in this extraordinary way, in order to bring us into his eternal presence forever.